stop scrolling for a second, and let's watch Kelly make some BLT pasta while I tell you how I went from a hero to a zero real quick for my 17-year-old son. All right, everyone, say hi, Kelly. We'll watch her while she cooks, and I'll tell you guys a little story time. So, remember, if you watched our past video, when you seen our son's gecko got out of his tank and we still haven't been able to find it. Okay, we're caught up on that part. So today I had to go to the pet store. I went to the pet store. I got some dog food and all that stuff. And I seen that the aquariums for reptile thingies were on half off, if you remember. So me being I am, I felt bad. I grabbed him one of the aquariums for my son, my 17-year-old son. Well, I knew he needed a new gecko because he was sad that that one got out and all that stuff. So what I do, I went and I checked the geckos. Well, I found this really cool one that was all green and red, and it's called a Madagascar Big Day Gecko. I think it was like $70, y'all. It was, I'm not even kidding. So I got it, okay? I got it home. Well, I didn't get it home. It's in the back of the car. It was in the back of the car. I picked him up from school. I was like, hey, check the back. There's a box back there. You might like that. He's like, oh, what's this, Dad? And then he sees the tank. He's like, no, you didn't, Dad. That's cool. I'm feeling like awesome, you know, big hero, right? Yeah. Okay, where was I? So he sees what he got. It's in the back of the car. We go home. I drop him off. Kelly's at her tattoo appointment all day. She doesn't even know that I got the gecko or a tank. So she finishes her tattoo appointment. I go to pick her up, and Bub was setting up his tank and the gecko all day. I went upstairs once we got home, and the tank looked really nice.
Yeah.
So I noticed that Bub still had the pet store box in the tank with the gecko still in the box. And I wanted to see, or I wanted to show Kelly how cool this gecko looked. So I got a long stick, and I nudged it to try to get it out of the box, and the thing has sticky paws and it wouldn't get out of the box until I moved the box towards the doorway, because this tank that I got has forward open doors. And when he seen I opened the door, the thing took a leap for it. He ran out of the tank, down the dresser. I grabbed it. Well, the thing has a detachable tail. I ripped part of its tail off. I reached again, I ripped more of its tail off, I reached one more time, the rest of the tail came off, I have one last grab as it's running up the dresser, I grab it by the body, it bites me in the finger, I throw it in the tank, I close the door, and Bub comes around the corner and I'm about ready to cry.
He was crying.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, Bub, I'll buy you a new one. There's no blood anywhere. I checked on the thing, it's not bleeding.
It's fine.
But then I come down the stairs, and Bub's mad, and he's telling Kelly, he's like, no, because now it could get infected, and I don't know why he couldn't leave it alone, and I feel like an asshole, and I said, I'm sorry, Bub, I'm sorry. And we kind of got into it a little bit, and now he's upstairs mad at me, and now I'm a zero, so.
He was a hero.
I was.
Don't fuck that up.